It's unlikely to be a detailed 3D rendering, but today we should get something more than a freehand sketch of the Republican tax plan. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Republicans are scheduled to release their tax outline later today after about a week of hints from the president, leaks, whispers, trial balloons. What should we be expecting? Susan Schmidt is senior portfolio manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas.
The current consensus involves a lot of different tidbits that they think are going to be in this plan. So we've got speculation that the corporate rate is going to be announced at 20%. The small business pass-through rate is going to be at 25%. We have 7 tax brackets now. I think that's going to get reduced to 3. The top individual rate is probably going to be cut from the 39.5% it is now to 35. There's going to be a double of the individual standardized deduction on your tax return. And then we think corporate capital expenditures are going to be able to be expensed in the first year.
You think we'll hear anything about the famous alternative minimum tax at the end of many people's individual tax returns?
That actually hasn't been talked about yet. So that's not something that's being leaked or talked about on the street. And I don't think that's going to be the center of attention for today.
All right, on individual returns. But back to corporate taxes. What about, we've been covering this for months on end, a lot of U.S.-based companies have a lot of money parked overseas because our tax rates are higher. They might wade into those waters?
That's exactly right. And that's a big focus here because there is a lot of money overseas. And if we could induce those corporations to bring the money back into the U.S., they might be investing back into the U.S., helping the economy. So some lower tax rate to incent those companies to bring that money back.
That's the thinking. We'll see if that matches up with the plan later today. And then in the fullness of time, we'll see if actually that's the tax system we end up with, right?
This is just the initial volley. So a lot of these things could change or disappear as we move forward to something everyone can agree on.
All right. Susan Schmidt, Westwood Holdings in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stock in the Canadian airplane maker Bombardier down 9% now this after the U.S. says it plans to hit Bombardier planes sold in the U.S. with a 219% tariff. Boeing claims Bombardier is illegally dumping planes below cost. The dispute has drawn in both Canada and the U.K., which has Bombardier factories in Northern Ireland. The U.S. military is set to double to 5,000 the number of personnel sent to help Puerto Rico recover from the hurricane. FEMA says that as many as 26 Coast Guard and Navy ships will be assisting. Nearly a week after the storm, most Puerto Ricans don't have enough food, water, or gas. Many Puerto Ricans are fixing to leave when they can. If they put down roots elsewhere, this will contribute to an ongoing exodus. 800,000 residents have moved away in the last decade. Marketplace's Mariel Segura has more.
A lot of ATMs on the island are offline or out of cash, and many businesses are closed because there's no electricity. Edwin Melendez, director of the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College, says the hurricane has left Puerto Rico's economy in shambles.
That means that unemployment is going to be significant after the storm. That itself is going to spike migration to the United States.
Melendez estimates that up to 200,000 Puerto Ricans will move to the mainland over the next year. Hector Cordero Guzman, who teaches at Baruch College in New York, says the storm could worsen the island's brain drain. Many of its young professionals, doctors, teachers, and engineers, have been leaving. When they do, it's a downward spiral for the economy.
You have the loss of income from the individuals that were working in Puerto Rico at one point and no longer working there, the loss of their tax revenue, the loss of their consumer income.
Cordero Guzman says Hurricane Maria was the worst thing that could have happened in Puerto Rico at the worst possible time. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.
Did you hear the FBI has arrested 10 people on suspicion of bribery in college basketball? One piece of this, money from Adidas that might have been used to get student athletes to come to college programs sponsored by the sports apparel giant. Another piece, coaches allegedly taking bribes to cajole college athletes to use certain agents or financial advisors. Among the accused, assistant coaches at Oklahoma State, Auburn, the University of Arizona, and Southern Cal. Kenneth Shropshire is CEO of Global Sport Institute at Arizona State University.
It's complicated, isn't it, that you have coaches paid at the highest level. You have universities receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in funds from apparel companies. And then you have these athletes that are the labor that are out front and often from very humble beginnings that are wondering and seeking ways to get greater revenue. So that kind of pressure, we often refer to it at the business school as opportunistic behavior.
And it may be like politics. Some people will take the money if it's waved around. But structurally, do you think there are things the NCAA could do to keep the bribery down if these allegations are proven?
It's been a long journey, but we are on the way to improvement, and there have been changes that are made. And part of what we're not clear on is how much more money needs to go to the student athletes to kind of relieve this pressure. Years ago, we looked at this, and there was some thought that you really couldn't provide them enough in the collegiate system to prevent this kind of activity, that the only option was for those who were good enough to turn professional to do so as soon as possible. And that's cluttered with problems as well.
Ken Shropshire runs the Global Sport Institute at Arizona State University. We should note that aforementioned Adidas is a funder of that institute. One of the guys brought in by the FBI was at the University of Arizona, not to be confused with Arizona State. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.